The True God.
The Lord is the God who made the whole world and everything in it. He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. He doesn't live in temples which men build.
This God is the one who gives people life, breath, and everything else. He doesn't need any help from anybody. God has everything he needs.
God started with one man. He made all the different people in the world to live everywhere. God decided exactly when and where they must live. He wanted the people to look for him. Perhaps they could search all around for him and find him. He is not far from any of us. Therefore, we are God's children. So you must not think that God is something like what man imagines or makes out of silver or stone. In the past, although man didn't understand God, God ignored this. But now, God commands every person in the world to change his heart. God has set a day when he will judge the whole world. The evil people will go off into eternal punishment, but the good people will go into eternal life. John said, "And I saw a great white throne, and the one who was sitting on it,
God.
The earth and the sky ran away from his face, but they could not find any place to hide. I saw dead people, important and unimportant. They were standing in front of the throne. Books were opened, and another book, the book of life, was opened. The dead were judged from the things which had been written in the books, according to the way they had lived. The ocean yielded the dead people who were in it. Death and Hades yielded the dead people who were in them. Each person was judged by the way he had lived. Death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire." The second death is the same thing as the lake of fire. "If someone's name was not found in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire."
God sent the prophet Nathan to David with this message: "One of your descendants will rule as king over my people forever." The only descendant of David who could rule forever was the Messiah. Messiah is the name of God's chosen one, the one who would save the people of the world from their sins. David did not know when God would send the Messiah, but as it happened, the Israelites would have to wait a very long time before God's Messiah actually came to the earth, about 1,000 years.